this is the time of day when we bring you our student phenology. We have classrooms across the state of students who are out and looking at the world that they live in and sharing those observations with us. Funding for our student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Our talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. And our first report this week comes from the Phenology Club at Oak Grove Elementary School in Bloomington.
Miles,
and Owen,
reporting from Oak Grove Elementary in Bloomington, Minnesota.
We're having temperatures ranging from the high 20s to the highs near 50.
Today, we tasted some sap right from our maple tree. It tasted like water with a hint of sweet, like coconut water.
Our animal camera spotted a possum. We saw deer tracks in the mud. We heard a red-bellied woodpecker for the first time all year.
The buckthorn is starting to bud, and our oak has finally lost all of its leaves, and the maple tree is budding bright orange buds.
That's all for today. Stay tuned for the next OGE Phenology Club nature episode. Adios and toodles!
And to adios and toodles. That covers it. Yeah, thank you for that great report, kids. The kids up here that I go out with, we tasted sap right from the tree. And we also, on some of the cooler mornings, found little icicles hanging from the maple trees. And we discovered that the outside of that icicle often is quite sweet, but the inside of the icicle is just water. And our thanks to Art Norton, who did some research and saved some ice out of his sap-gathering buckets and melted it down and checked it for sugar and found that, in fact, just as you might expect if you've had any chemistry classes, the sugar in the sap does not freeze out in the ice, because sugar in water causes a lower temperature for freezing. So the ice freezes as water first. So get out and try a little of that sap yourself. They spotted a possum on their camera. Not this far north yet, but who knows, maybe soon. Red-bellied woodpecker heard calling, buckthorn is starting to bud, and the oak has finally lost its leaves. And if they went down and looked at that oak carefully, they would see that at the point of attachment where the leaves had been clinging to the oak, there would be some strings that in a normal tree, that in an aspen or a maple or a basswood, those would be severed. Those would automatically cut themselves off and release the leaf. But in the case of the oak, those strings hold on right through the winter, and it takes a good deal of beating about to finally cause those leaves to fall off of the trees. Their maple tree is budding bright orange buds. If they have orange buds, chances are, and if you get up close and look, you might discover that that orange color is due to the yellow pollen in the flowers, and it could be that you have a male maple that you're looking at. My silver maple, which is the only one flowering right now in my yard, is a mixture of male and female, which is a bit unusual for maples, but not outside the realm of possibility. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Nash and Trey reporting from Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report for the week of April 13th.
Common loons and otters have become a familiar sight on bodies of water.
There was a sighting of a garter snake, and a classmate had the first wood tick of the year this past weekend.
We have seen our first eastern phoebes and tree swallows of the year this week, and on Sunday, the returning golden-crowned kinglets arrived.
If you are near any shallow pond waters, you will hear a continuous chorus of frogs.
We did see a paper wasp near a home. It would be a queen, probably looking for a location to build her nest.
There was a sudden change in the sightings of northern shrikes, which tend to be somewhat rare. We are guessing that there is a group that migrates north and was suddenly in the Little Falls area.
There are mayfly larvae swimming around in the streams and rivers. Gnats and midges are starting to appear in swarms.
The first blooming hepatica was found on Sunday.
There was a small orange butterfly spotted on Sunday, and we think it was a gray comma.
We spotted 13 robins feeding on the apple trees outside our classroom window.
There was a report, a sharp-shinned and Cooper's hawk on the same day, both being pestered by smaller birds.
A classmate had a woodcock sitting right outside his window one morning before school.
We are seeing more and more northern flickers each day, typically feeding on the ground.
We are starting to see hints of green that are showing up in our grass lawns.
That is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you, kids. That was a great report. As always, Chad really has those kids out and getting great data sets. Garter snake, I haven't seen one yet. Wood tick, I haven't seen a wood tick, but I have been pulling deer ticks off of me regularly. Like, I have killed probably a dozen deer ticks already this year. I assume they die. I cut them in half with my pocket knife, and I'm just assuming. If you come across a half a wood tick that's biting you, let me know, because I probably am the one who cut it in half. I'm hoping that they die when I do that. Eastern phoebes and tree swallows. Tree swallows should have been here by now, but I have not seen any. Typically, when they come back, they're going to be over open water for a few days. Like, usually here along the Mississippi River, I'll see the first ones. And then later on, another week or so, as insect populations begin to emerge away from water, you'll start to see tree swallows flying around in their normal habitat, which is farm fields, and they like bluebird nest boxes, so they'll probably take over some of those, so keep an eye out for those. My friend Dallas Hudson has mentioned that he heard phoebes over in Akeley. I haven't heard a phoebe here yet. They have a continuous chorus of frogs. And a year ago today, we had frogs singing here for the first time, wood frogs, followed by boreal chorus frogs, followed by spring peepers. But I haven't heard any frogs yet this year. And the way the water is not present, there aren't a lot of vernal ponds by my house. And the swamp that is usually at least wet is dry, very dry. So I may have to go to the edge of the lake in order to hear the frogs singing. Gnats and midges starting to appear, hepaticas. My sister-in-law, Michelle, here in Grand Rapids, had a hepatica flower head. It hadn't bloomed yet. This was a couple days ago. It probably has bloomed now, but Dallas Hudson from Akeley reported a couple of hepaticas blooming over there. The kids saw an orange butterfly, they think a gray comma. Dallas had seen a couple of eastern commas over there in Akeley. I had seen this past week Compton's and Compton's tortoiseshell and the morning cloak. So definitely some butterflies out over the last weekend. Robins feeding on their apple tree. I've been in their classroom, and right outside the window is the top of this apple tree, which is just filled with apples. And these are, you know, fingertip-sized little decorative crab apple kind of apples. The kind of bird apples, I guess, is a good descriptor for them. And to see a bunch of robins out there having at those is probably kind of cool. One of the classmates got up to an American woodcock, and if you're lucky enough to be out in the woods, you may get to hear or see a woodcock doing his spring dance, which is pretty cool. And northern flickers. I had flickers at my house this past week for the first time. Our next report comes from Nate Masakovich's class at Baxter Elementary School.
Hello from Mr. Masakovic's class at Baxter Elementary School. This is the phenology report for the week, April 14th. Our names are
Izzy,
Frankie, and Maisie. And we are your phenologists for the week. We are truly in spring. We had a beautiful weekend with warm weather, but our temps have dropped back down again on this cold and drizzly Monday. The cooler temps seem to be putting spring on pause.
Our hazel catkins are finally producing pollen when we flick them. It is very enjoyable. Some of our catkins from the small tooth aspens are starting to fall, but not many yet. Our red oaks are starting to let go of last year's leaves. The ones on top seem to be falling off first. We have not spotted any dandelions yet. The fox is running our trail at night, and we've still not spotted any porcupine. Kids have been seeing lots of squirrels and chipmunks. The deer are looking homely as they lose their winter coats.
Our first mosquito was killed on April 12th. She won't be the last. We've also spotted ants. We may have had a spring peeper sighting, but no calls yet. Birds are everywhere. This past week, we've spotted our first eastern bluebird, starling, and purple finches. We've also seen northern flickers, a great horned owl, cardinals, juncos, barred owls, woodcocks, and lots of blue jays and robins, and a lot of little brown jobbies.
This concludes our phrenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
And lots of little brown jobbies. Yeah, we call those LBBs, little brown birds. And it takes a lot of experience to identify some of those little brown birds. It is the challenge among birders to learn that group. You're going to pick up the bluebird, you're going to get the blue jay, the crow isn't very hard, red-winged blackbirds, robins, you know the ones. There are some that are pretty obvious. And then there's that group of little brown birds, the little brown jobbies. They can be difficult to figure out. The catkins are starting to fall from the trembling aspens down there. Our catkins are right on the verge of flowering. I looked at some on Saturday and they were, you could see the flower heads. They hadn't opened yet, but I suspect that I've walked by them yesterday and didn't pause to look closely to see if they had flowered, but they are probably in flower today and will be throwing pollen pretty heavily in the next few days. They also had hazel catkins, the beaked hazel and American hazel catkins, giving off pollen. I whacked a bunch of them yesterday and I didn't shake out any pollen at all. So we're still a little bit behind. Typically, this is Baxter and that runs about 4 days ahead of Grand Rapids. So if they're getting pollen from their hazel catkins now, I should get pollen from mine sometime this week, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. We'll see. Our next report comes from Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Henry from St. Joseph's Catholic School in Grand Rapids.
And Maria from St. Henry's School in Perham.
And Thomas.
And Josie from St. Stephen in Anoka reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center for April 9th through the 11th.
The high temperature was 52 degrees Fahrenheit. The low was 32, and we had some light rain during our trip. We are happy to report that Long Lake is 100% ice-free. While the water was still too cold for canoeing class, we did see trumpeter swans, hooded mergansers, mallards, ring-necked ducks, and Canada geese enjoying the water.
A belted kingfisher was perched near the lake looking for a meal. Did you know the belted kingfisher nests in burrows? The burrows can be 3 to 6 feet long. In the forest, barred owls were calling and grouse were heard drumming. Several chipmunks were seen and one raccoon was hoping for a nap in the bog boot shed, but it made its way into the forest once it realized the shed had lots of human visitors.
The smell of skunk was in the air and the pussy willows are in bloom. Red-winged blackbirds were seen at Long Lake for the first time this year. When the sun is shining, the area near the hibernacula is very busy. Once we cut in 9 garter snakes.
We had a muddy great time exploring nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Thank you, kids. Nice report. Lots of good things going on there. Barred owl, grouse drumming, smell of skunk. Pussy willows are in bloom. Now, our pussy willows are close. They are on the verge of coming to flower, but they are not there yet. I looked at them very closely yesterday. 9 garter snakes. I haven't seen one yet, but I don't have a hibernacula right near my house either, so... And our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's classes at the North Shore Community School in Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of April 5th, 2025. My name is Owen, and I'm your phenologist for this week. April is known as the Sugar Moon, according to the Ojibwe. On Saturday, April 5th, there was 13 hours and 1 minute of daylight. On Monday, April 7th, around 6:45 a.m., Miss Rolfe heard, for the first time this year, water running on Schmidt Creek by Old North Shore Road. On Tuesday, April 8th, Miss Jackson class visited their sit spots in the school forest. There was freeze amount of snow and ice on the ground. Schmidt Creek had flowing water, but also still frozen in spots. On the afternoon of Wednesday, April 9th, it started snowing, and the snow freeze did not stick to the ground. It continued snowing and raining off and on through Thursday, April 10th. Monday, April 7th, Ellie spotted a V formation of geese flying over her house. On Sunday, April 6th, Miss Urban heard a sandhill crane that was flying over her house. Almost every day this week, Miss Urban had heard grouse drumming through in the school forest. Many students have reported seeing pussy willows in full bloom this week. Miss Urban noticed the willows on the back of the staff parking lot had burst, but haven't fully flowered yet. On Thursday, April 10th, Miss Urban flicked a catkin of a speckled alder and pollen came off. On Thursday, April 10th, Miss Jackson class had collected sap from their 2 trees on the nature trail. About 2.5 liters of sap was collected. It had been a few days since the last collection. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Owen. Nice job. Good report. Schmidt Creek is starting to run. A bit of ice and snow still on the creek, but it's coming along pretty nicely. Sparse amounts of snow and ice in the woods. A flock of geese flying over. Sandhill cranes heard. Grouse drumming. And pussy willows in full bloom. And, you know, I'm seeing a lot of pussy willows myself. I have not seen any that are in flower yet. Now, in order for the pussy willow to be in flower, usually it's the male that flowers first. You're going to see bright yellow pollen heads, pollen cones, on the outsides of these pussy willows. So the fact that they're swollen and white doesn't necessarily mean that they're in bloom. They are in bloom when the males are throwing pollen. And if you go look at a female, and they're not going to be the same bush, go look at a female, you will see the female flowers, which look like two sort of, think of a kind of a curly set of antennae coming out of a bug's head. They sort of come out and then rock to the outside. So they're like a little spray of water. It's just little, two little threads that come out and separate. And that is the female flower. And they might be yellow. They might be green. They might be red. It depends on the species. But if you give them a close look, you'll see what's going on with the pussy willows. Our next report comes from Colin Cody's class at East Rapids Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
Hello, my name is Bora. This is our phenology report for Mr. Cody's third grade classroom at East Rapids Elementary. It was a brisk, cloudy day on April 8th. We found a lot of fuzzy buds on several willows. We also found some amazing bud burst on the silver maple. There was juneberries and lots of gals. None of the other trees had bud break. Mr. Latimer showed us some vole tunnels. Today we saw at least 20 robins at recess. They are back, all for now.
Thank you, Briar. There were a lot of robins out that day. We did see the silver maple was in flower. a week ago. Well, it would have been last Tuesday, a week ago today. Juneberries had just begun to break bud, and we did see a lot of galls on the different plants, oak leaf gall, rose gall, willow gall. We saw, very, very many galls. They're pretty easy to spot right now because the leaves are off and some of those swellings are pretty obvious. As I explained about the pussy willows, we found lots of pussy willows that were open but not yet in flower. So we will let you know. I'll be there this afternoon and we will look at those again and see what our developments are. Our next report comes from Nate Lindner's class at Cohasset Elementary School.
Hello, I'm Grace.
And I am Anna.
We are in Mr. Linder's fifth grade science classroom at Cohasset Elementary School. We have made a lot of observations over the past week.
We are keeping track of the average daily temperature to see if we see ice out when it totals to 260 degrees. Right now, we're at 160 degrees, and some of the smaller lakes have a lot of ice off the lake. But the big lakes still have ice on them. We also reported our first thunderstorm on March 28th.
We have seen a lot of bird activity like robins fighting for territory and many different bird calls. We had a student see a loon, more chipmunks, and a frog calling by our school pond on Saturday. Aria said she noticed vegetation is starting to grow in the school pond. We also saw a couple of mosquitoes last weekend.
Thank you for listening to our phrenology report. We are looking forward to another week of observations.
Like Mr. Latimer says, bring me to it, not it to me.
Yeah, I do tell them that. Yeah, don't pick something and bring it to me. Pick me and bring me to it. It will be better for all of us. Yeah. The one thing they didn't mention in that report that I thought that they would have, that I found pretty spectacular, is that on the south side of that building, there are some tulips that have just begun to emerge, and they were up about 2 inches maybe. New green growth off the tulip plants. And Jeff Johnson's fourth graders had noticed a pair of dandelions that were in bloom also on the south side of the school up against the wall. So a couple of notes that they omitted from their report, but were worth noting. And thank you, Grace and Anna. Our next report comes from Allison Ofterheide's class at Cherry School near Iron Junction.
Hi, this is
Ashton,
Symphony,
Honey,
and Annalise.
Reporting from Cherry School in Iron Junction, Minnesota on April 10th, 2025. We have been noticing that it's been snowing on and off for a couple days, and frozen ponds are getting warm enough to defreeze.
On April 5th, Bianca saw evidence that a black bear was in her family's garbage can because there was garbage everywhere and saw paw prints. On April 6th, Caitlin saw a caterpillar on the sidewalk. On April 7th, Annalise noticed a lot of Canadian geese. She saw a flock of 5 or 6. On April 8th, Miss Alexis saw a barred owl perched in a tree on Iron Junction Road near Cherry. On April 7th, Miss Ofterheide saw a northern strike sitting in a tree near Cherry.
Today, during our walk in the school forest, we noticed on the speckled alder that bunch of catkins have been letting pollen come out when we flick them. Last time we went out, no pollen came out. We still have not seen buds and leaves come out of the trees and bushes.
This concludes our phrenology report. This has been Ashton,
Symphony,
Honey,
and Annalise reporting from Cherry School.
Nature rules!
Thank you, Ashton, Symphony, Honey, and Annalise. Nice job. Ponds are beginning to thaw up that way. Evidence of black bear. Saw the garbage strewn everywhere and the paw prints. Caterpillars on the sidewalk, Canada geese, barred owl, a northern shrike. And we're getting toward the end of that season. They should be pretty much gone before too long. Speckled alder letting out pollen, and that was a nice note to see. They are probably 4 days behind me, so I would think that by the end of this week or the early part of next week, they will see that they're pretty much going to be done, that they will have spent their pollen and it will be on to the leaf stage. Not seeing any buds and leaves coming out yet. I'm not surprised. Neither am I, but we will both be keeping our eyes out for those events. Our next report comes from Lindsay Engel's class at North Star Elementary School in Virginia.
This is Adam,
Lucy,
Eloise,
Stella,
Howard,
Camden,
with a report from North Star Elementary in Virginia on April 10th, 2025.
This is Lucy. Miss K had a skunk ripping into her garbage near Island Lake for the past 2 nights. Spring is when skunks become more active after their state of winter torpor. They're out searching for food, a mate, or shelter.
This is Howard. Yesterday started off kind of windy and rainy, but it turned to big, fluffy snowflakes. 1.35 inches stayed on the cool ground and old snow piles, but it melted when it hit the sidewalks and streets.
This is Adam. I saw two Canada geese flying overhead this morning while I was out doing safety patrol.
This is Stella. I saw a wood duck hunt the ground in rural Eveleth near St. Mary's Lake. The lake is starting to thaw and the ice is melted away from the shoreline. Some of the ground is thawing too. I saw my first worm of the year on a sidewalk near a school today.
This is Eloise. I've been hearing the black-capped chickadees, robins, pine siskins, and dark-eyed juncos on my way to school in the morning.
This is Camden. Last weekend when I was walking up by Silver Lake in Virginia, I saw a pair of swan by the open water near the power plant. I also saw a lot of gulls sitting and Canadian geese walking on the ice.
This has been a report from North Star Elementary in Virginia.
Keep exploring the great outdoors!
Thank you, kids. Great report there. Howard, Adam, Stella, Eloise, Camden. Nice job. Skunks out, hanging in the garbage, looking for a little nourishment before they get busy trying to track down somebody of the opposite sex. 1.35 inches of snow stayed on the ground in spite of the fact that the ground was warm. It was interesting that it melted when it hit the streets and sidewalks, and the kids all know the reason for that. Canada geese, wood ducks, a worm, and that will make the robins happy. They have come back and are getting by on some of the fruit trees, but they'll always be happy to switch to worms when they come out of the ground. Some swans and gulls and Canada geese on Silver Lake there in Virginia. We're going to end our student phenology with a report from Emma Adams' class at Great Expectations School in Grand Marais. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Here is our final report for the morning.
Hi, this is Freddie Christian and Eldon reporting from Great Expectations School in Grand Marais, Minnesota. On April 11th, 2025, the weather has been back and forth, warm and cold. The last Wednesday, April 2nd, we had a snow day. They were whiteout conditions, and most of the day on Thursday was not clear enough, so we got a 2-hour delay. The Beavers classroom measured 12 inches of snow on that day, which has now melted to about 2 inches of water. The snow is really wet.
By today, much of the snow has been melted. Only large snow plow piles in the woods and places further from the lake can find snow around Betty's Creek. Behind our school has huge ice chunks next to the creek that kind of look like little glaciers. They are about a foot thick and don't break when we jump on them. This week we have a few small dustings of snow in the morning which have melted before our recess at 10 a.m.
There has been lots of sightings of bald eagles and deer, most daily for students across the school. Before the snow, one student reported seeing snowdrop flowers in her garden. There have been lots of increased sightings of grouse, seagulls, and a few geese as well. One student reported seeing two snow buntings. The pussy willows on our school property is budding, and the green alder catkins are now soft and bendable, but now we have seen pollen come out of them yet. On our hike yesterday, we found some coyote scat and some hair and rocks in it.
This has been Christian, Freddie, and Elden reporting from Great Expectations School, which you can expect a great phonology report.
Thank you, Freddie, Christian, Elden. Nice report. Lots of good things in there. That 12 inches of snow, they really got the snow. I had 5.5 inches here, and they had 12. But my 5.5 melted out to 62 hundredths of an inch of water. They got 2 inches of water out of their 12 inches of snow, and that was probably welcome. Left a lot of large snow piles. They had some glacier-like chunks of ice along Betty's Creek. That's a pretty cool spot, and it's right behind the school, so they get a chance to really look at it. Bald eagles and deer, snowdrop flowers. I'm not sure what snowdrops are, but they are likely not bloodroot, but maybe one of the pask flower or some other flower. They were in a garden, so it's entirely possible that they are in fact a local variety.
Yeah. I was trying to move my monitor over, and I bonked your microphone. I wanted to show you a photo, if you can turn your head around. I just quick did a search for snowdrops. They're these little white flowers.
Little white flowers. Can you pull that a little bit more? Let's see.
No, as good as I can
okay.
get. If you can move
Let's
your
see
head.
If I can move my head here. Yeah, does it give a scientific name?
Galanthus?
Galanthus. Not one I'm familiar with, no.
Although,
anyway.
Perhaps it's one of those flowers that people call, different flowers that people call snowdrops.
Yep,
perhaps.
Exactly. It's one of those names that probably gets thrown at a lot of flowers because they probably bloom right about the time the snow gives up, and so they call them snowdrops. Yeah, I could go along with that. Eagles, deer, snowdrops, grouse, seagulls, geese, two snow buntings. I'm not surprised. They're probably on their way north. I haven't seen a snow bunting in a couple of weeks, but it doesn't surprise me that there would be a few in Grand Marais. The pussy willows are budding, but not yet in flower. Green alder catkins. Now, there are green alder and speckled alder. They're cousins. But they're not the same. And because I don't have green alder where I live, I'm not familiar with their full phenology, though I have seen them up in the Virginia area, in the Virginia school forest. They have lots of green alder there. And I suspect anywhere to the north and east of here, people are maybe familiar with green alder. Looks a lot like the speckled alder, not quite as tall. But it has that same little cone, the seed cone, and that's very cool. And they said the catkins are soft and bendable, but no pollen yet. So we'll have to depend on them to bring us that information. And coyote scat with hair and rocks. That's a diet for you. Mmm, tasty. Yeah. That's our phenology report. Emma Adams sent along another report from earlier, which had kind of slipped through our net, but let me paraphrase. They were coming back after a couple of months hiatus. The weather over the last 2 weeks, relatively warm. Much of the snow has disappeared. The creek has completely melted, with snow melt from the playgrounds, woods and roads have filled it. The water is flooding over the bridge. Water sometimes freezes overnight in a mix of ice, slush, and water. The whole area has been closed for recess because there are few too many wet socks. I can't imagine how that would have happened. Mm-hmm. I know that would have probably been my outcome as well. I was always one for exploring, and water wasn't a deterrent. On the week of March 2nd, tourist students reported seeing pussy willow buds starting to break out. Students have started to notice more buds on plants that have not opened, like maples, balsams, poplars, and alders. Bald eagle sightings have been made. Students observed there's a pair sitting on a tree near a nest at her house. The increased sightings also let us know they are busy finding food so they can help with nesting. We will keep an eye out for when they hatch. Pileated woodpeckers and blue jays have been seen frequently. The sky has been very clear lately, and we've been able to see Mars, Jupiter, Venus, and Mercury in almost a perfect line with each other. And last night was a quarter moon. And that was Jimmy, Jade, Ari, and Eva would have reported that. And that report, like I say, was early March. And just an opportunity to kind of reintroduce us to their classroom from Grand Marais. But now they're sort of back on a weekly schedule with us. And we're glad to have them, because when you go from Northfield to Grand Marais, you have covered a great deal of the state and get a pretty broad spectrum of phenological observations to share, which is always interesting.
That is right. Just think of how far we've come too since early March for all of us. And we'll keep just a month from now, we'll be in a whole different landscape again.
Indeed we will. It'll be full of wildflowers. Yeah. A month from now, the middle of May. Wow.
Yeah.
There'll be dragonflies, and there'll be flowers on the ground and in the trees, the June berries and the pin cherries and the choke cherries, and all of that crowd will be in bloom, and we'll be on our way toward another wonderful spring and summer of adventure in phenology.